With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Two National Guard troops in critical condition after being ambushed in Washington.
A suspect who was in custody was also shot and has injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. Emergency medical responders transported all three to a hospital. President Trump, who's in Florida, warned in a statement on social media that the, quote, animal who shot the guardsman will pay a very steep price. Hundreds of National Guard members from the district in several states have been patrolling the nation's capital after President Trump in August issued an emergency order in the capital, federalizing the local police force and sending in the guard from eight states and D.C. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The suspect was believed to be an Afghan national who entered the United States during the Biden administration. In the meantime, the investigation in Washington continues. President Trump is dispatching his special envoy to meet with Russian President Putin next week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Steve Witkoff will travel to Moscow to discuss an updated peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. officials say the proposal has been fine-tuned after addressing concerns from Ukrainian officials. President Trump told reporters that Russia is making concessions after European allies said the plan favored Moscow. The president also said there's no deadline for an agreement after first demanding that Ukraine had until Thanksgiving to decide. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has dismissed that Georgia election interference case against President Trump after the prosecutor who took over the case says he will not pursue the charges. That move ends the case in reference to Mr. Trump's 2020 election loss. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow was up more than 300 points, S&P 500 ahead 46, NASDAQ climbed 189, Wall Street closed Thanksgiving. This is SRN News. Well, the British government is experimenting, apparently, on kids.
The National Health Service will begin injecting hundreds of kids across the United Kingdom with puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The government says it wants to determine if the drugs can be safely used to support children who believe they are transgender. The announcement has been met with outrage across Britain as people condemn the unprecedented experiment as unnecessary and dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up over the holiday season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at a number of interfaith chapels in a lot of U.S. airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders establishing chapels at airports back in the 1970s and 80s, offering a quiet space for individual prayer rather than organized services throughout the airport. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates taking a fall. Here's Alex Vega.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.23%. This is the first drop after three straight increases. The average rate is now at its lowest level since the first week of November and remains near its low for the year. When mortgage rates decline, they can boost homebuyers' purchasing power. Easing mortgage rates this fall helped lift existing U.S. home sales, including in October, when they rose to the fastest pace since February. I'm Alex Vega.
Trump administration says pharmaceutical companies have agreed to cut Medicare prices for 15 prescription drugs after months of negotiations, expected to produce billions in savings for older people. But the net prices unveiled aren't what Medicare recipients may actually pay at their pharmacy counters, because those final amounts will actually depend on each individual's plan. More details at srnnews.com.